Sitting here with Jimmy Johnson. He's a senior majoring in music education. He's from Muscle Shoals, Alabama. I was just told by Jimmy, by the way, that's up in the northeast corner of the state. Isn't that correct, Jimmy?
Northwest.
Northwest corner, excuse me, of the state. You'd assume that would be down in the Gulf Coast. It's not at all.
Right.
Up in the northwest corner. Jimmy, thanks for speaking to us here today on Capstone News Now.
No problem. Pleasure.
Thanks. You're a part of the barbershop quartets here on campus. You're also a member of the Million Dollar Band. There's an event coming up here Friday at noon in the Moody Music Building. It's a free convocation, open to the public. Mike O'Neill, he's from the Barbershop Harmony Society. He's going to give a presentation on barbershop, and also the Collegiate Quartet will be singing. Jimmy, what drew you to barbershop quartetting? I'm not even sure if that's the way you say that.
Well, I guess what got me into barbershop was really and truly when I was in ninth grade, I had a chorus teacher, and that was the only year in high school that I was able to do chorus. And I remember vividly during the day, the eighth grade, the high school counselors came down and they were like, "All right, put on your schedule." And then every last half of the day, I had choir and band, and I was like, "Look here, we have a problem. I can't do choir and band and then graduate." And they're like, "Yeah, you can't. So you're gonna have to pick one or the other." So the only year that I got to do choir, my chorus teacher decided, "Hey, I really see some potential in you. Let's see. There's three other guys in the eighth grade that have a good potential for their voices. Let's just put it together a quartet and let's just sight read some stuff that's in the barbershop style." So we did, and I fell in love with it. But unfortunately, our quartet never got to perform, and I was not able to do choir any longer after that. So I kind of had to take a forced hiatus, and I kind of forgot about it until about last semester. I had known that I always liked, barbershop, but then this topic came up at one of my fraternity meetings.
Uh-huh.
The reason why it came up in a fraternity meeting is because I'm a member of Phi Mu Alpha, which is the men's music fraternity.
Okay.
So
this is something, though, that you had a little bit of passion for and you kind of got back involved with it here last semester. How many people at the university are officially involved in this quartet group?
As in like university students or
right.
faculty as
yeah.
well? There are four of us in my fraternity. There are three more that are students. There's a couple of graduate students in there, and there's two that I can think of faculty members in the chorus.
Uh-huh.
It's not just barbershop quartets. There is a Tuscaloosa chapter of the Barbershop Harmony Society, and each chapter forms its own chorus.
So you guys are involved in the local community then as well. So it's not unusual
right.
to have students and faculty then performing together.
Yeah, definitely.
What goes in this? Well, I'll ask you one more question here about this barbershop. I don't want to talk to you. You're also a member of the Million Dollar Band. I want to talk to you about that in a second as well.
Okay.
What goes into a good barbershop group? I mean, how do you find these people? Do you go recruit them, or what is it?
To find the people who are interested in barbershop, I'm not gonna lie. Like if you enjoy singing at all, and sometimes even if you're not the most confident singer, barbershop is a good place for you to learn how to. It's very much centered around creating the chords in such a manner so that they lock in place. And if you have, say, an inexperienced person, and you have three people with really good ears that can really fine-tune to the pitches that
right.
are involved with the chord, it's really easy for somebody who is not confident or unexperienced to see where they're out of place in a chord. And I experienced that firsthand by watching a couple of people that I've brought into barbershop say that, "Oh, I'm very, very unconfident in my singing." I was like, "Just try this." And then they got it almost just a couple of tries into it.
Well, very good. There's going to be a barbershop free convocation this Friday at the Moody Music Building, 12 noon, free, open to the public. Mike O'Neill, he's from the Barbershop Harmony Society, going to be giving a presentation on barbershop. So if you're interested in barbershop, just, I guess, show up. You can kind of learn a little bit about it as well.
Mm-hmm. And I'd also like to mention, if you are furthermore interested but can't make the convocation, you are absolutely more than welcome to join us in the Crimson Pride Barbershop Chorus. We meet at the First Christian Church across the street from Burke, and we meet there Thursdays from 7 o'clock to 9:30. Anytime that you feel like you're interested in coming, you're more than welcome. We have about 5 guest books at a time.
And do you have like an email that they can reach you guys on or anything like that? A good way to reach you, maybe?
I don't quite know. I'm still rather new to the
So they show up, but they show up to across the street at 7 o'clock.
But if you do need to furthermore contact somebody, about it, you're welcome to contact me about it. I'm jrjohnson7@crimson.ua.edu.
Well, very good. Well, I'm still talking to Jimmy Johnson here. He's a senior majoring in music education from Muscle Shoals, Alabama. You're also part of the Million Dollar Band. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be there on Friday because you have to go to Texas to take care of some unfinished business with Johnny Football.
Right.
So, Jimmy, what instrument do you play in the Million Dollar Band?
I play the saxophone, alto saxophone.
Okay. And have you been a part of all 4 years that you've been here?
All 4 years.
So it's been a pretty good experience then, I imagine.
Oh, it's been great.
What is it like for an audience that can imagine what it is like to go on the field at halftime or before the game? You're out there, either at the national championship or in these big venues, and you're performing in front of thousands of people.
Oh, it's unbelievable. When I was a freshman, we usually have one rehearsal before our first home football game, where we travel from Moody to our practice field to the stadium, and in exchange for something, the athletic department allows us to have about an hour or an hour and a half rehearsal for our pregame inside the stadium. And when I was a freshman, I had never been to an Alabama football game. I had never set foot in Bryant-Denny, but I'd always known about how immense it is. But it literally took my breath away the first time I did it. And it still continues to just be one of these awe-inspiring moments every time that you walk in on the field, when the field is specifically allotted for you and your friends to be on to march. It's incredible.
Well, very good. You can see him on Saturday as well. Hopefully, if you see Johnny Football, I'm not going to advocate violence, but maybe a push, maybe a shove. The people of Alabama would be very happy for you. Jimmy Johnson, thanks very much for joining us here today on Capstone News Now.
No problem.
And once again, if you're interested, on Friday at noon at the Moody Music Building, you can go there. It's a free convocation featuring barbershop singing. Mike O'Neill from the Barbershop Harmony Society will be giving a presentation on barbershop. Also, the Collegian Quartet will be singing. Stay with us here on 90.7 Capstone. You're listening to Capstone News Now.